The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today, and we've got another great day. It's the 19th of July, Wednesday, and certainly a lot of talk upcoming here that we'll have about what's going on at the Open Championship in Royal Birkdale, the 146th playing of the Open Championship. We also we'll dive in a little bit. The Barbasol Championship is going on at the same time. It's one of those secondary tournaments, if you will, that won't get a lot of attention because it's going up against a major, but still some FedEx Cup points there, some money to be won, and some shave cream to be stolen by Frank Bassett. Speaking of which, Frank joins us from the Nashville studios. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, great. It's not a secondary tournament, though. It's just the PGA Tour event that occurs at the same time that the Open occurs. Just want to clarify that because we love Tom Murray and we love Barbasol.
Oh, we do.
So there. Doing good. Doing really good. It sounded like we had a 747 landing during the intro of the show. That must mean somebody's out there.
It must mean something because, you know, Wichita is one of the jet capitals of the world. I don't know if you know that, Frank.
But Dorothy and Toto just blew by.
We have Jason Enlow, the SMU golf coach, is in Wichita, Kansas, home of Cessna, as a matter of fact.
It is.
And he's joining us right now. Hey, how you doing, Jason? Everything good in Wichita?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Yep, I'm out here in Wichita just having a little morning coffee before I head over to the U.S. Junior at Flint Hills National, which is a fantastic golf club up here in Wichita. If you've never been up here, it's a Tom Fazio course, and it's beautiful. It's great.
And Jason is there, obviously, checking out some of his players that have already committed to SMU golf and others that may yet to commit, that he has a chance to check out their skills and see what's going on. Just talking in a golf sense, from a college golf sense, Jason, we all as sports fans probably get into or follow a lot more, because it seems like it's a much bigger deal in the media, the football recruitment and even basketball recruitment as far as college goes. But when it comes to golf recruitment, is there anything different? Is it just as intense in your world as you would feel it would be in a golf world, where it's, it seems to be dog-eat-dog about who's going to get which players and whatever? Is it pretty much dog-eat-dog in golf as well? You fighting with the other top programs to try to get the top players?
You are, and it is very competitive, but it kind of takes on the same demeanor that most golfers do. It's pretty gentlemanly. We're very competitive and we work hard, you know, to get these young kids to, visit our campuses and, you know, we obviously make nice offers to them in terms of scholarship. And it is competitive, but at the same time, when you lose out on a kid, you're usually the first to, you know, congratulate the other coach and the kid, because he just realized a lifelong dream of earning a golf scholarship. And you're generally pretty happy for the families, because most of the families are all good people and you have fun getting to know them. So it's a little different process. It's not as, it's intense because it kind of has to do with how well you're going to end up doing at your job for, you know, those 4 years that kid's there, especially if you're lucky enough to get difference makers. But we all try to stay above board and just kind of offer the positives about our university as opposed to focusing on negatives about other universities. That's called negative recruiting. And most of your good golf coaches, know how to sell their place and don't have to really dog another school, which is nice. It's kind of like, you know, it's a gentlemanly game, kind of like golf.
Well, one of the recruits that you got a few years ago and that found his way to SMU and through California and did fairly well for the Mustangs was a guy named Bryson DeChambeau, and won the NCAA a couple years ago, also won the U.S. Amateur, and now is the proud owner of the very latest, the John Deere Tractor Trophy that he has from winning the John Deere Classic. And and a phenomenal come-from-behind victory that it had on Sunday. So talk a little bit about Bryson. You obviously saw this because he had a very successful collegiate career, but it must be so proud to see Bryson come through like he did on Sunday.
I am. Bryson, I had Bryson for 2 years as an assistant coach and got to spend a lot of time with Bryson and got to know each other very well. And then his third year, the year that he broke through with all of his success, I was his head coach and got to share his NCAA victory with him, got to share his U.S. Amateur victory with him. He's just an amazing talent. I mean, you know, I always joke with people. I mean, he doesn't do things completely crazy that, you know, everybody's saying. So, I mean, his swing plane and his, you know, his technique is still, I mean, very fundamentally sound with what we would envision, you know, a great golf swing being. You know, his setup is still okay. I mean, you know, he tinkers with the bus of stuff that people think are a little odd, but he's just so good at golf. And, you know, and I pray for him that he's figuring all the other stuff out that goes with being a pro and being, you know, being a role model and being a leader out there. And, you know, I think this win will, you know, like he said himself, gives him a little validation that, you know, he finally got it done his way. And, you know, I really honestly saw this coming. I mean, he'd been trending in the right direction with some nice finishes. I'd sent him a few texts and said, hey, man, your swing looks like it did back in college. He had tightened it back up a little bit as opposed to getting a little long to try to get a little bit more distance. And he went back to his control game, and it started to work. So he was bound to break through like this. And, you know, it made everybody at SMU very proud. It, you know, obviously social media and golf circles, you know, SMU golf got a lot of publicity. He did a lot for our program. And, you know, I'm really happy for him and his family and his group of people that he's got around him.
We're talking with Jason Enlow, the SMU head golf coach, and talking about his former student, Bryson DeChambeau, the big win at the John Deere. But he's also got a lot on his plate right now. He almost didn't have time to celebrate because he had to jump on the plane and head over to play in the Open Championship. He opens tomorrow morning in the same threesome with Jason Duffner and Brendan Grace. A little bit, I know you as his former coach would certainly be pulling for him, asking a little bit too much for Bryson to be overwhelmed by winning and then having to quickly get out and practice and get ready for an Open Championship. Is it going to be asking too much for him to play, do you think, really, really well at Royal Birkdale?
I don't think so. I think if he handles his, has handled his Monday and Tuesday pretty well to rest and recover from the flight, the emotional, you know, the emotional stuff, but he'll get some adrenaline that kicks in today or tomorrow that should carry him through the week of a major. So, you know, obviously his game is sharp, and if he can kind of get his, you know, mood even back out and just get out there and play golf, he'll, you know, I don't know how much experience he has on links, and I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I mean, but he, you know, there's really no detriment. I mean, he'll rebound and should play well if he's, you know, if he gets his head back right in the right position by Thursday morning.
You're talking about playing Lynx Golf Course, and certainly that leads me to the tournament coming up a little bit later on this summer here locally in Dallas, and that's the Payne Stewart Cup, the annual tournament that benefits the SMU golf program, that you're obviously a big part of the tournament, and it's now at Trinity Forest, the new home of the Byron Nelson tournament, which is known as, however they want to call it, it's an inland Lynx course, it's a Heartland course, but it has that style and that feel about it, and it's also the home course now for SMU golf. So that's a lot of things that I'm throwing at you right there. The question is, how do you like this golf course, the new home of the Byron Nelson and SMU's new home at Trinity Forest?
Tim, I love it. And you know, I know a lot of people have been out to play, and there's some, you know, been some mixed reviews, but, man, we're going to get it right down there. I mean, just, you know, trust us on that. We're going to get it right and make sure that it plays, you know, hard enough and fair enough when the PGA Tour comes. It's going to play, you know, gentle enough and fun enough for when we have the big fundraisers like the Payne Stewart Cup. You know, the real test is going to be September 24th through the 26th. SMU is hosting the first Trinity Forest Invitational, which is a really, really high-end college event. We have an amazing field, and we'll challenge the players with that golf course. We're hoping the PGA Tour will come out, the Salesmanship Club guys will come out, because we'll set it up a little harder. College tournaments generally set up their golf courses pretty hard to challenge the kids, kind of, humble them a little bit. so we'll set it up pretty tough, but you're going to be able to do a lot of different things with that golf course once we get it right. In terms of just the things that people have been saying, the fescue's too high, the greens are too hard, the greens are too fast. We're going to get it right down there because it's an amazing piece of property, and Bill and Mr. Crenshaw did just an amazing job with the design features and the ideas that we had down there. So just give us a little time, but it'll be a special place for Dallas and Dallas golf very soon. So, and Anthony is just so fortunate to have been in on the development of it, and it's a game changer. Our building down there is beautiful, and our new practice academy is is probably only rivaled by Stanford in college golf. So we're very blessed for having that.
We're talking with SMU golf coach Jason Enlow. And Jason, you and I were out there last fall when it was still just being finished and kind of coming into play, and some guys were out there playing, including your brother-in-law, Hunter Mahan, out of Trinity Forest. And give us an update on Hunter. He's obviously had a little bit of he's got a big family, and he's spending a lot of time with his family, and that's all perfect and fine and great. His golf game has suffered a little bit in the last couple of years, but give us an update on how Hunter's doing.
Hunter's working hard. He's working hard, and he's working on the right things. He's gone back to some of the things that he used to do when he, won and had a lot of top finishes. People ask me all the time, obviously, but he's just having, physically and technically, he's back on the right track and doing well. Now it's just a matter of kind of regaining that knack for scoring and competing and, being able to take it low and get yourself, in the hunt. At these tournaments where these players are just amazing now. So, he's not injured. He's got his priorities right. He's working hard. He spends a lot of time with his family. Family travels every now and then. They're doing well other than just a few of the, they're doing fantastic other than just the golf score. And, as I've been through some of those things, I mean, it could be worse things in life than not shooting 65 every day. So I think he'll get back to playing some really good golf and have some more. He's got some more good tournaments left in him. He's only 35, so I think he's on the right track.
And by the way, Jordan Spieth also out there at Trinity Forest. When you're out there, you see him practicing, I'm sure, quite a bit. Even though Cameron McCormick is there working with him, I'm sure you also give him plenty of pointers and take full credit for the success that Jordan Spieth has on the golf course. Are you liking his odds? My last question to you, are you liking his odds and watching him practice and do other things over there at Trinity Forest? Do you like the way things are setting up for him at Royal Brookdale for starting tomorrow?
Yeah, I do. Jordan's game looked pretty sharp. I was out with him days are all running together right now, but I was with him last week for few holes, and game looked sharp. And I mean, his attitude is always impeccable. He's always very positive and confident. And I don't see why. I mean, he always rises at majors and gets himself in the hunt. So I don't see anything in his game that would keep him from doing that this week. And I know he's frustrated with some of the play he's had in some majors lately. So I expect a pretty full effort from Jordan this week to get back up there and have a chance to win on Sunday.
Well, it'll be entertaining. It'll be fun. We're all looking forward to it. And Jason, also entertaining and fun to talk to you all the time. So we appreciate it. Best of luck at the USGA Junior that you're out there in Wichita with your current players and the ones that are coming under the SMU umbrella and also any future players. So good luck with the recruiting and everything. And we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Sam, thanks so much. And look forward to seeing you when I get back to Dallas. And y'all
we'll
have a great week.
We'll get on play. Okay, we'll do it. Thanks, Jason.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Take care. Jason Enloe, SMU golf coach at the junior tournament in Wichita, Kansas.
I didn't say anything.
Have any chance to check you guys out?
I enjoyed the interview. I just sat back and let you guys go. You guys are good friends. But I enjoyed listening to him. I wanted to throw in there that as long as he can give Jordan pointers, as long as he keeps Blaine Simmons away from giving Jordan any pointers about his golf. Now, Blaine can give him pointers on how to dress and how to look good because Blaine's a good-looking young man. But I talked to Blaine the other day. You know Blaine, I know. So
sure,
good folks, good family, and that whole organization that surrounds Jordan is just fabulous. I'd like to see Hunter come back. I mean, I don't see him entering a tournament this year. Do you? I mean, do you think he's
going
to? No, I think it's over for this year.
He's got five kids, and he's been very dedicated. There's a local story in a local golf magazine here in North Texas recently and outlining the fact that that's kind of just been a priority for him at this stage. And that happens
good on him.
Quite a bit. It's a hard thing to mix because you're on the road so much as a pro golfer, yet your daughters are in plays or recitals or your kids are playing sports and soccer, and you want to be a part of all that stuff, and you miss an awful lot. And he was very aware of the fact that he could turn around and find himself be 45 years old and go, wow, how did my kids all become college or high school age? And where did that go? And so he didn't want to be that. He's like, I want to be a part of. So as Jason was saying, it's hard to keep all those balls bouncing in the air, and something had to give, and his golf game has certainly taken a hit for that. But it's kind of on purpose, if you will. He knows what he's doing, and he's picking his priorities. But he'll have time after a while, I think, of doing that. He'll say, okay, let me get back and play. And we obviously know he has the skills and the ability to appreciate the, and I would say old school, but the Jack Nicklauses and stuff where they weren't flying private jets and they couldn't come and go as much as you can in today's world and stuff. And Jack has, what do you have, five kids too? Four or five kids. And his wife, Barbara, he gives her full credit for raising the kids. He's like, I was on the road. It was a bit of a different mindset that dads would be gone a lot more than they are today. But Jack couldn't have done what he did without a supportive wife that could take care of the kids and stuff and let Jack focus on winning British Opens and stuff. So,
I always enjoyed watching Hunter play and really like his Ace Hardware commercials. Thought they were pretty good. Those were great.
Unfortunately, those are the best shots he's hit in the last couple of years.
Mailbox.
When he's hitting in a mailbox and into the grill.
So the Payne Stewart Cup's coming up when?
It'll be, I don't have the exact date here in front of me, but in October.
October,
so in the next couple of months,
Good. Maybe I'll slide out there and see you during that.
That'd be nice.
Because you're on you chair that committee or whatever. So you'll be intimately involved with that.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Can I get a sponsor's exemption?
Raise good money, and it's an invitational. They don't invite any. Well, they invite people, but it's pretty much the same people every year because they all want to keep coming back. So it's a very good fundraiser because it's never a shortage of players. They don't have to go begging anybody because a lot of the SMU alums and stuff will play in it, and it funds a lot of the things. A couple of years ago, we put a lot of the money from the proceeds into what every top golf program has now, and that's that. I don't want to call it a minivan, but you know what I'm talking about, those vans that hold
travel,
a golf
travel
team
van.
That you travel. Yeah, they're like, and it's a Mercedes, and it was decked out $125,000 or something, I think, to do it in SMU colors and all that. But it seats about, a driver, and then it seats like 15 people, and nice swivel seats and everything's like first class. So,
I know that Limbaugh at Vanderbilt, the golf coach at Vanderbilt, he might have something to say about rivaling the best facilities, Stanford and SMU. I'll tell you, this Vanderbilt facility is pretty slick, too, down here at Legends Club.
I think there's
a lot of money at Vanderbilt, let's face it. Their golf team is well-funded.
I think in every school is going to have their pride. I think if you put any of the top 25 schools together, they're all going to brag about how great their school is, and that's obviously rightfully so. That's how they all see it. But I know that in the SMU sense, they had to upgrade and get a lot better and spend a lot more money if they were going to get into that realm of going against Texas and Alabama and Stanford and everybody else that is at that level. Oklahoma State has been there with Ricky Fowler's coming in. And so a lot of that also comes from a Bryson DeChambeau, you know, that you've got somebody that, or Colt Nost in the past that played at SMU. If you've got some guys that do well on the tour or win U.S. amateurs or whatever, that's kind of some of the notoriety that when you go to a tournament like he's at now at Wichita, they're like, oh, yeah, that's Bryson DeChambeau school, right?
That's exactly. That's, how do you think Alabama fields that football team every year? Come on, you know.
Yeah.
Alabama should join the Eastern Conference of the NFL and just get out of NCAA. Anyway, I'm going off the rails here, but
that's okay. I think Clemson would say that they did a pretty good job against Alabama last year.
I would say so. You know, there's a new Mercedes dealership, by the way, in Nashville, Tennessee, that's owned by the head coach of the Alabama football team.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Is it named?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Is it the Saban Mercedes dealership?
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah, I didn't know that. Is this not the first one he's been in the car business?
No,
before,
I think it's the commercial teases about his dad and says, you know, I did this for you, Dad. This one's for you, which his dad must have been a car salesman or in the car business. I don't know the history. I shouldn't have brought that up unless I knew it. If we had Stankowski on, he would hammer us about that. But
Paul would surely have that fact.
They'd know it. Where is it? Is it in England this year?
Well, Saban coached at Michigan State, so maybe his dad was a car guy. Was he a Michigan guy?
I think so. So anyway, yeah, it's a beautiful dealership. I mean, it's going to really hammer the Mercedes dealership here. I don't even want to talk about it. The Mercedes dealership. Don't put your car in the shop. No, I'm kidding. I can't say that. Anyway,
can't say that. But
can't
you just
say
did.
That. I just did. Didn't mean.
Well,
to.
hopefully Nick will earn a few more dollars because God knows that that coaching salary isn't going far enough at Alabama. Needs to make a few more bucks on this few Mercedes.
Where is Dickie Pride when you need him? You know.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Dickie's probably going to be doing commercials for him pretty soon.
Hey, we're gonna. You know, I had an opportunity to interview a really nice young lady from the French Lick Visitors Bureau, whatever. And I'll get all the wording right, but you want to just call Sweeney and bring him in to get a quick review of the LPGA thing? I mean, I've got his number right here.
Let's just plug in
Sweeney. Let's see if he answers
we
politely.
We say Sweeney. We say it like everybody knows. We're just calling Sweeney.
Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort.
Oh, is that the guy we're
That's
calling?
That's the guy we're calling. Yeah.
That guy. That's
Let's see if he
Sweeney.
Answers.
Yeah, first of all.
Yeah, he's probably on the treadmill.
Bloody Mary time.
No, Brendan works out a lot.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sweeney. You are on with Tim and I right now. How are you, sir?
I'm living the dream, getting ready for a wonderful Open that's happening right in front of our very eyes. Winding tomorrow.
You notice that he told you that right up front, because otherwise he knows that you're a lit cannon. And if I don't tell you right away that you're on the air, anything could come out of your mouth.
Well, after last week's experience, I'll take any warning as possible is a positive thing.
Are you back in Orlando?
Yeah. You know, it's always great getting back to Orlando, you know, where it's 92 degrees with 98% humidity. It's really wonderful. It's like a spa treatment every time you walk outside.
My wife was just over that way because she took her niece on some college visits, and Frank knows this. She went through Nashville and then through different parts of Tennessee and Chattanooga and ended up in Savannah. And she said, oh, my God, you turn the air conditioning on and you feel like you're going to freeze because the sheets and everything are so damp from the humidity and then the air is cold. She said, you're sitting there freezing. You don't know what to do, because if you don't, then it's just wet. She goes, so I think wet and cold is better than just wet. So she said, yeah, the humidity over in the Atlantic part there was pretty big, pretty brutal last couple of days.
Let me tell you guys, it's brutal here in Nashville today. We're expecting 100 degrees and we're at like 88, 89% humidity. I mean, it's just brutal. So I'm skipping
night,
the course.
There was a heck of a storm that came through here. It was just probably an hour of just, I think we got 3 inches of rain and just a ton of lightning. It was pretty cool to watch. Wouldn't want to be outside of it, but hey, it's over. And guess what? It's going to happen again today and again tomorrow. It's where the sea breeze and the Gulf breeze meet right over between Lakeland and Orlando. It's the lightning capital of the world. So,
you know what? It might be too. I saw in the news it might be part of, and this, I'm being honest about this, there's a tropical storm Donald that's somewhere out in the Atlantic.
Donald,
and in the Pacific, I'm not making this up. In the Pacific, there's a tropical storm Hillary. And they thought the two of them might, like, they seriously,
no
there's two tropical storms named right now. One's Hillary and one's Donald. Yes, I'm serious about that. So maybe they all converge in Orlando. There was a storm in Orlando.
Hammer, right?
And there's going to be an earthquake, and they're going to name it Newt. And then we're just going to have a whole mixture. There you go.
This is going great. What a interesting conversation we're having with regards to golf.
This is just like our normal phone conversations. Has nothing to do with the show, you know. Hey, great week last week.
This is Brendan Sweeney, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
With the French Lick Resort. Let's make sure everybody knows. Yeah. Brendan Sweeney with the French Lick Resort that we were talking with last week when they had the big LPGA Seniors Championship there and a lot of different events. So we know Brendan, but I want to let people know that who we're talking to as we're getting into the politics of sports. Go ahead, Frank. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. Brendan's the Director of Media Relations and Player Development for the French Lick Resort, which just hosted the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, benefiting Raleigh's Hospital for Children. Ha! I got it down,
God,
Brendan.
There you go. Took a week to get it right. Congratulations.
Sure did.
I didn't get it right all last week. I just destroyed it. Kind of like the Omni Tucson Resort, whatever. I messed that one up for the Conquistador Classic every time until I left.
but unlike the Omni, we want you back, Frank.
And I appreciate that. Unlike the Omni. Thank you.
Unlike the Omni.
Brendan, it was a great week.
I want to ask you, though, about go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, Brendan, about the announcement yesterday, because you're very opinionated, and you're also a very dapper dresser. Every time we see Brendan, he's wearing John Daly-ish golf pants.
No. Every time you see me, I'm either sporting some Lodnoff gear, which I have a little deal worked out with them, or golfknickers.com for the plus threes and fours, which I was sporting last week. So
there you go. Yeah. So you're
anybody
can wear a fashion
man, my friend. It takes a true rebel like myself to cross that line.
He is a Renaissance man when it comes to
Renaissance
on the golf course.
Is that the term?
So
the best we can say on the air.
As best I can come up with.
Okay, good, man.
So how do you feel about the LPGA's announcement of being much more strict now on the attire of the women on the LPGA Tour starting right now? How do you feel about that?
To be honest with you, we have the Donald Ross Centennial Classic preceding the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank. And it was nothing offensive to the ladies. I thought they were all dressed nicely, and I didn't see anything offensive. I was at the KPMG in Chicago the week before, saw Michelle Lee, saw some of the ladies. And granted, fashion is what it is. And, if you wear, like, stretch pants or Lily Pulcher stuff, whatever it's called, and that's just the way that it is now. And I think in order to get some of the eyeballs on the LPGA, and that's what they need. I think to reel them in like that is, I don't agree with it. They have to, I'm sure it took one sponsor. It could have been one of the ladies showing up at a pro-am dinner, dressing like a slob. Yeah. To really move you, it takes one person, right? It's that one person that pushes the envelope way too much, and I'm sure they were warned before, and they had to take the big boy approach to it. What is that going to mean to the PGA, LPGA fashion at the PGA merchandise show? I mean, you have all these designers that are cutting edge and trying to make women's golf fashion mainstream. A few years back, I remember, I think it was David Duvall wore a collarless shirt to an event, and it just rose hell. It's like, really?
Yeah, I remember that.
Lighten up, Francis. That's all I got to say. It's golf. Let's have fun doing it. And you're begging for eyeballs. And if you want to have a low-cut shirt on a good-looking player, have at it. I'm all in. We had no complaints at our place. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that's true.
I think
they had to do it because it was just got a little out of control.
It got a bit Wild West, right? There were like no rules. They kind of were just doing whatever they wanted to, and I think they thought. And of course, we had the commissioner of the LPGA Tour on our show just a couple of weeks ago. He was. You guys were talking to him off microphone, and he was alluding to some of that. That mm-hmm. If it goes too far one way, they've got to get it back the other way to just get it back into the middle. And right. I think that's kind of what they're saying now is, okay, we'll let the women get away with a lot more than the men, who are pretty strict on what they can wear, even though Ricky has pushed that. And I'm fine with it. I've always said that when people are like, oh, look at Ricky. And that's, I'm like, you know what? He's like the only guy that's actually pushing the envelope a little bit. Now you see Rory and Nike has come out with those kind of collarless, old Nehru collar kind of looking golf shirts. And I'm okay with that. That's fine. It doesn't, I mean, suddenly somebody's neck showing is offensive. I don't know why the collar had to be, you know, such a big deal. I get that they don't want you wearing a t-shirt out there, but
right.
The women, there were some women that were wearing, shirts that were, they call razorbacks, where there's very little showing, you know, in the back at all, almost halter tops, very short shorts, very short skirts. They were wearing yoga pants. So it was like everything and anything was, and I think they just said, we have to have some uniformity. And I agree with that. They have to have some sense of, we are part of the LPGA Tour. And they did allude to that some women were showing up at Pro-Am events wearing like ripped jeans and whatnot, and then saying, well, that's a fashion. And they're like, well, it may be the fashion, but it doesn't represent us the way we want to be represented. So that's the impetus, I think, for why they're doing it. And I'm okay with it, because it will come back to the middle, and they'll still be able to, you know, do something a little fashion forward if they choose to. Women are just more inclined to do that. You know, there aren't a lot of guys. You don't expect Henrik Stenson to show up looking really weird sometimes. It just,
well,
men golfers are going to wear.
That's not necessarily true. Henrik's worn some crazy stuff. He really has.
No.
Yeah.
Only by golf standards.
But backing up to last week, and just to recap, I mean, for the Senior LPGA Championship and the Donald Ross Centennial Classic, both of which were held in French Lick on the Donald Ross course and the Pete Dye course, what a great week, Brendan. I mean, thank you for your hospitality. Thanks to all the French Lick people, to Old National Bank, to the Visitors Bureau there, French Lick West Baden Visitors Bureau, And later in the show, I had an opportunity yesterday to catch up with the executive director of, and let me get this right, the Visit French
Lick. Mitzi Weisensteiner.
Yeah, Mitzi Weisensteiner, the Visit French Lick West Baden organization. And it's a neat little interview we'll play toward the end of the show, because she talks about a lot of the other stuff that's going on at French Lick. Brendan, did you know that you can go bathe the elephants at French Lick?
Well, yes, Frank. Thanks for asking.
I'm dead serious. No, I didn't know that. You go pet the giraffes, bathe the elephants.
Sorry,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, about how you can bathe with the elephants.
Yeah,
you know, you walk with the animals. You do a lot of things in French Lake, but the Hallenbach Wallace Circus back in the 1920s. Prudhoe, Indiana, was the epicenter of all the circuses in the Midwest. Because of the railroads. I mean, you're essentially located between Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland. You just do a spur around the whole thing. And then in the winter, they would take the trains down to French Lick. And just on the backside behind the McDonald's area was the big circus area behind where the Kimball Piano Factory is. And they would winter down there. And so the circuses would be active probably for about 30 years down there. So the elephants were always part of the folklore of French Lick. So Jerry Foose, who owned the house where the Pete Dye Mansion is, the Taggart Mansion, that we bought that property from Jerry. And then Jerry went across the street and built the water park and a hotel. And he's got the Willett Ranch, which is between French Lick and Paoli. And on the ranch, he saved a few of the elephants. And it's an attraction. It's pretty cool. Misty, I'm sure we'll talk more about it, and also talk more about what is going on in French Lick West Baden. But yeah, that's one of the things. And then 8 miles south, you have Totoka Lake. It's the second largest lake
in the state
of Indiana, and it's fabulous, man. It's we should take more advantage of that, Frank, when you guys are in town. We'll get the old French Lick ferry out there, and watch some of the fireworks that happens all the time. But yeah, the elephants are part of the allure.
I thought that was so cool.
What to do outside of the resort?
It's been years and years. I was a boy, young boy, last time I've been to the circus, and of course now with the circus being disbanded, I told her, I said, I want to do it, and she said, Frank, you're in. When you get next time you come, let me know. We'll get it set up. So I've got to go do that. That would be really cool to get up a close.
Yeah, it's really cool with the history of the circus. And the museum that we have downtown, and And I got to ask you a question. You don't like cannibals don't eat clowns, Frank?
Wait a minute. Why cannibals don't eat clowns?
Because they taste funny. And that just has
okay.
To be
thanks for listening,
of,
folks.
You know,
we really
fresh.
Appreciate.
You know, we don't have clown cakes anymore because they taste funny. I'm stretching here, brother.
Tim, help!
Wow!
What?
Yeah,
help!
Yeah,
Brendan.
Yeah. Brendan's got two shows Saturday night at French Lick.
Yeah, he does. Appearing nightly.
Come watch.
The laughing stock at French Lick. No, it was great. And
hey, but seriously, I mean, when Misty and her team, you know, we work hand in hand at the resort. And if you go back, you know, 20 years ago, you know, 1996, when the Cook Group came in to start the renovation, and what happened 10 years ago with the opening of the resort and the casino, and you can see the town just growing from there. And then now we're at today where we hosted, you know, our fifth major in golf. And then 10 years down the road, who knows what it's going to be. But it's only growing. And with the help of the French Lick West Baden, their whole team, it's a big machine. And if you look 10 years ago and 20 years ago, the things that they have done, the way they have expanded, and the way that the whole community has just grasped the whole concept of, hey, we're building this thing and we're going to keep it going better. And golf is just one part of the equation of where we're going to go. And we're proud and we're happy, and you can see it in the people's faces, and you saw it up there. And
oh,
Tim,
yeah,
we're waiting for you to come back up or to come up.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
Tim's
we're
been there,
on next
so.
Year. Let's do it.
Yeah, you got to get up.
And now
Tim.
That I know you got elephants, you
I
can't keep me
cool.
away.
Don't make fun. I think that's really cool. I mean, elephants are really cool creatures. They're really neat. Anyway, I won't get on my.
Is
that the Republican?
Is that the Republican in me?
God.
Is that what it was?
Take away their credit card.
Take your credit card away. Hello. Good morning.
How do you keep an elephant from charging? Take away their credit card. Okay, great. Well, thanks for listening.
I'm just going to sit back and let Brendan just throw out every bad joke he's ever learned in rounds of golf at French Lick.
Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. Hey, buddy, it's always a pleasure, and we will see you soon down the road. Last week was a huge success.
Hey, real quick. We are a golf show. We do have the Open coming on. Who do you guys like? I'll give you my
Spieth.
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 He's forcing us to ask Brendan what he thinks about that. We only ask you questions about elephants, Donald Rothbard,
clowns,
the casino, the clowns. Yeah, why would we talk to you about golf? Go ahead, give us your top five.
All right, you ready?
Yep,
I'm ready.
Peter Uihlein, Tommy Fleetwood, Brant Snedeker, Ian Poulter, and then our champion, the Belgium Hammer from
Thomas
the University
Pierce.
Of Illinois, finishing
oh
fourth
God.
In the Olympics. Featured in the latest Rolex commercial. Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah, I know. Are you going to finally say his name?
Yeah.
Thomas Peters. Thank you.
Thomas Peters.
Really. Ian Poulter is in your top five.
I can't believe you. Ian Poulter in the top five? Really?
Wow. Go to Vegas with that one. You'll get some pretty good odds.
I'll take Spieth, and then Mickelson.
Yeah. Spieth and DJ are the favorites as far as the bookies, if you will, in England are saying right now. They like both of them. Obviously, Jordan's coming off of his Travelers dramatic victory and I guess playing pretty well. We got some insight, didn't we, Frank, before
yes, we
got to Brendan from Jason Enlow. He saw him playing this last week in Dallas and said he liked the way he was hitting the ball. So yeah, I think Spieth's up there. And people do like Tommy Fleetwood because he's a local guy, knows the course, and grew up there 10 minutes away from the golf course. And a lot of people also like Sergio Garcia. They think that the monkey is off his back, the pressure of winning is off his back, and his game is really solid. And that combination, I think, make a lot of people, including Steve Johnson, who I was talking to yesterday, also Justin Leonard, have both said that they think Sergio is the man to beat. I don't agree with that, but Sergio might be a guy that we keep an eye on, too. He also does well. He's got a really good record at the British Open, Sergio Garcia
does. Yes, he does.
He's kind of a top 10 machine at Open Championship. So
it'll be good.
All right, Brendan, we appreciate it. Those are some good calls. None of those guys are going to win, by the way, but we appreciate you putting
your neck out.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? If they do win, I'll give them a free elephant ride.
I started something. I'll tell Misty that you've given that elephant right away when I talk to her next.
Yeah. Hey, pack your truck, boys. We're going to French Lick.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Hey, go play golf, okay? Go play golf today. Have some fun.
Stay out of the humidity.
Brendan Sweeney.
Good luck.
Brendan Sweeney. Thanks, buddy. We
see
appreciate
you,
it. See you, man.
See you, buddy. Take care.
It's always a runaway freight train with Brendan, but it's fun.
Is that the golf shirt from French Lick on the way to my doorstep, Frank?
You
and Brendan,
you know,
both promised me a French Lick golf shirt.
I will call Brendan after the show today,
uh-huh,
and I'll make that happen for you.
Not even a golf shirt.
Not even a golf shirt. So anyway, what a tease. But I had the opportunity to catch up with Misty, and
yes,
let's roll that and let our listeners.
You had an interview. You taped it and everything.
I taped
Look
it.
At you.
I know.
Mr.
Well,
hardworking broadcaster.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're the pro. But later today, I have the opportunity to interview Ray Stevens. Remember Ray Stevens?
He had a hit song back in the day, did he not?
A bunch, yeah. The Streak, yeah, and all sorts of funny songs. Ray's from Nashville,
yep,
and I'll be down at his recording studio. We're going to meet for lunch and then do a quick interview for the show. But anyway, let's take a few minutes and listen to a little bit about what Misty had to say about French Lick and the Elephants. What do you think?
Okay, let's do it.
Joining me now from French Lick, Indiana, the executive director of Visit French Lick West Baden, Misty Weisensteiner. Misty, welcome to Golf Talk America.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we had a big week last week up there. Let's see, the Symetra Tour was there. The Senior LPGA Tour was there for the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank, and the Donald Ross Centennial Classic for the Symetra Tour gals. And you were instrumental in that. You guys were a major sponsor. And what was it like? I mean, I was there, and I can tell you what my perception was, but I'd like to hear yours.
You know, it was great being able to be a part of this wonderful inaugural golf event here for these ladies, and then to have it in French Lick was wonderful that we could be a part of this history in the making. You know, French Lick golf has a history, and it's great to be bringing back these events that will make history for the future too.
You're absolutely right. It was very historic. The inaugural Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank and benefiting the Riley's Hospital for Children, which was a fabulous charity. Now, you and your team were out there. We had a lot of spectators, a big turnout, and the weather was absolutely perfect for it. You guys dialed it up in French Lick, unlike, Misty, what you did for the Senior PGA Championship on the first day when it was – the winds were howling and 40 plus.
I think there was even some ice spitting then, if I remember right. At least it felt like it. It was pretty cold that day.
It was really cold, but boy, this tournament was absolutely fabulous. And
it was.
I know the economic impact to the French Lick West Baden area has to have been really, really strong over this past weekend.
Oh, it definitely was. And it's great to see the ladies that are participating in the event go out and about in the community. The senior ladies make a point to do that. They stop at they eat in our restaurants, they stop in our shops. And even the ladies at the Symetra Tour, they were out and about because they were here for several days. So it was great seeing them and, you know, waiting in line midweek to get some food or to get a table someplace, which was wonderful. And to see them walking around the town and then the spectators too just adds to that.
Yeah, I know the German restaurant, which is one of my favorites there in town.
Yeah,
they stayed open longer. They usually shut down the kitchen around 8:30, and they stayed open because people were waiting to get a table. People wanted to eat there, and Legends Club and Brick 33, I believe it is, and
33 Brick Street, and Legends downtown too. They go there for the nightcap. He has great entertainment, live music sometimes, great DJ. It's a wonderful place to end the night and kind of unwind.
Yeah, it was, and the Larry Bird Museum basically is housed in Legends, and boy, what a neat place that is. Now,
yeah, 33 Brick Street has a lot of his memorabilia there.
Okay, I get them confused.
Yeah, I know it's easy.
Well, I probably get them confused because it's a long day at the golf course, and then I run around a lot with Brendan Sweeney, who's the part of the French Lick group.
Yes,
there's a lot of fun goes on up there. Now, you're from that area. You've been there most of your life. Okay, we know about the fabulous golf. We know about the great history. We know about the Larry Bird history. We know about the French Lick Resort and the West Baden Springs Hotel. Tell me some more about French Lick West Baden. What can our listeners do? I mean, they can come play golf, go to the spa, hang out at the resort, but what else is there in your area?
Well, Patoka Lake is minutes away. So, I mean, what's not to love about water? Fishing, houseboat rental, pontoon rental, kayaks, just spending the day out on the beach. A lot of people will do that, take a day and just enjoy the water and the wonderful property that the DNR has there. There's a French Lick Scenic Railway where you can take train rides. There's Wild West hold-ups going on right now, select dates during the summer, which is pretty cool. These bandits jump aboard the train and kind of they rob you. You can also give an elephant a bath. I didn't know if you knew that or not. We have three African elephants at Wilstem Ranch where you can actually participate in giving them a bath. Kids and adults both enjoy this immensely. It's only open to a select number of people, and you get to get in there with the elephants and experience them like no other.
So let's back up and start again on this. Patoka Lake, which is, I believe, one of the largest man-made lakes in Indiana,
yes.
If not the largest.
Yeah, it's the second largest man-made lake, and there's no development along the shoreline. So you really get to see the wildlife and the unobstructed views. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And, of course, coming into French Lick, you pass it several times. You see it from both sides of the road, and it's really neat. Okay, and then the second thing we talked about was the train ride. And I knew that the historic railway was there. And as many times as I've been up there, I've never done it. But they have the Wild West. They jump on the train and rob you? It's like a
theme? They do. And they actually do bourbon-tasting trains, too.
Now we're talking.
Chocolate-tasting trains. So they have a lot of different tailored train trips that they make specific to adults, and then some kid focused ones as well, like Wizard of Oz and the Polar Express.
And I had no idea about the elephants at all. Never even knew it.
See, the next time you're up in the area, you've got to let me know and we'll get you out there and you can give an elephant a bath.
I'd love to. That would be so neat. I'd love to do that. You know, I love the area. I was exposed to it many years ago. And Brendan Sweeney, of course, has become a very, very close friend of mine.
Oh, we love Brendan. He's great.
Now, New Year's Eve, I've spent the past three New Year's Eves up there.
Oh, wow.
At the West Baden Springs Hotel for their big event. Y'all have, it's beautiful. Y'all, the whole town's decorated around Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, the French Lick Resort goes all out in their lighting show or their lighting decorations. And then the towns, French Lick and West Baden, do as well. You know, West Baden has their wonderful New Year's event, and then French Lick does as well, the French Lick Springs Hotel. And then the casino has a New Year's Eve event as well. So there's lots of people downtown in the hotels, in the casino for the New Year's Eve festivities. It's a great time.
Okay, so it is. I stay away from the casino as much as possible. I give back to the community and the casino
right.
Every time I go in.
Yeah, you need to go in there several times. Oh, try your luck.
Oh, it's not been good. It's better on the golf course. But now, French Lick West Baden, what's on the books? For our listeners, the next 30 days, what's happening?
Well, we're still in the summer months, so lots is going on. But actually, our big event, our big festival is happening in September. I'm trying to see when that date is. It fluctuates a little bit each year. It's like the third weekend in September. It's called Block Bash, and that's where the nation's top 10 chainsaw wood carvers come in. And they carve all weekend these amazing works of art, and then they auction the pieces off. And but there's live music, beer garden, wine garden, all kinds of like food trucks and artisans. It's a great time for the area down at the town green.
So for our listeners and everybody else out there who listens to other shows that recommend our show, visit FrenchLickWestBaden.com. Is that,
yes.
That correct? Visit French Lick West Baden, all one word.
It's a mouthful, I know, yes.
That's a bunch. That's like the Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank benefiting the
right.
Raleigh's Hospital
yes.
for Children.
But you can go on our website, and it has a whole host of information of everything to see, things to do, and also a listing of all of our events happening in the area as well.
That's great. Misty Weisensteiner, who is the Executive Director of Visit French Lick West Baden, thank you so much for your time, and I will definitely get in touch because we're going to go give an elephant a bath next time I'm in French Lick.
Absolutely. I'll go with you. It sounds like a great time.
Thanks, Misty.
Have a good day.
Well, there you go. That was fun.
There you go.
That was fun.
Yeah, she's nice.
Well, okay. Nice. Did I do a decent job? You're the professional broadcaster.
You did fine. You did fine.
That was fun.
She's named several times. So.
She's really, really sweet. Very nice person. And I told you I was going to do the elephant thing. I'm doing it.
Cool.
I'm
yeah.
doing it. Yeah.
yeah.
So anyway. All right. So your pick. Want to
go there.
Your pick for the open is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can talk about this Friday too. But your pick for the open.
Yeah. Yeah. I got you. Yeah. I mean, I love Spieth, so I'm going to go Spieth as I kind of do for most tournaments anyway. But. And I'm not really going on a ledge here, so it's not like I'm picking a friend of mine who's ranked 98th in the world. So I like Spieth. I think Dustin Johnson is ready to do better than he did at Erin Hills. I think he feels a little bit, not embarrassed, but he certainly didn't play the way he wanted to play at the U.S. Open. So I think there's a bit of a, something on his shoulder that he wants to knock off because he feels like I'm number one in the world. I didn't make a cut at a major is not the way I should be playing. So I think there's a lot of revenge, if you will, in that sense for DJ. And I like that. I was listening earlier to Jason Day, and he was trying to explain why things are different. He said, well, a year ago I was driving the ball really long and straight and my irons were hitting close to the pins and I was making every putt. And now I don't drive it so straight. My irons aren't so close, and I don't make any putts. He goes, so that kind of explains why I'm not winning any tournaments. So he said, everything I was doing right, I'm just not doing as well right now. So I don't think Jason Day is much of a threat. I think he has kind of lost his edge a little bit, and I don't know that he'll come back. This is a very tough golf course, Frank, at Royal Birkdale. The lowest score for an Open, and this is the 10th Open they've hosted, it was Ian Baker Finch when Ian Baker won back in the 90s, and that was only 8 under. So don't expect what we saw last year, which was Henrik and Mickelson going birdie for birdie, eagle for eagle, if you remember, down the last couple of rounds, and Stenson setting a record for major championships of under par, how far under par he was. So you're not going to see that same kind of scoring. You're going to see this much, much more like we're used to seeing for a U.S. Open, where a par score of 70 or anywhere around 70 is going to be a good score. Guys can stay within a couple of shots of that. I think that's what you're going to expect near the leaderboard. So not a lot of low scoring. I'm also very intrigued by Rory. Rory's kind of like Jason Day in the sense of obviously has phenomenal skills, but hasn't put anything together this year.
No.
Can he put it together for this at Royal Birkdale? I don't think so. He didn't play well in his last two tournaments. He didn't even make the cut at the Irish Open, which he hosted. So I just don't feel good about him. I think I like the guys that are going with Sergio. I think there is something to be said about Sergio. But I think more than anything, again, Spieth being my main guy, I think there's going to be somebody like a Brooks Koepka who's not unknown, like Brooks wasn't unknown, but that we're not really talking about. He's not a top five guy, even maybe a top 10 guy. I think somebody like that might, and maybe it's a Brendan Grace, maybe it's a
Tommy
a Gary
Fleetwood.
Woodland. You know, maybe Tommy Fleetwood, he certainly is familiar, but one of those guys that that we haven't, even Billy Horschel, you know, had another little blip and played really well when he was here at the Byron Nelson and has kind of dipped down again. One of those guys I think is going to be in contention. I don't know if he'll win it, but somebody like that we're not really, or a lot of people aren't talking about, I think is going to be in contention.
Well, the weather is, today even, and this is the afternoon now there, it has been decent all week. Tomorrow's not the case. Yep. That's not the case. The weather's coming in. It's not going to be good. So
yeah,
they're saying
that they're expecting it cold and rainy and a lot of wind as much as anything. And if it's not necessarily raining, that wind is going to be. And so people, you know, I saw a headline somewhere where, and I think it might have been on one of our places that people can hear us at PGAtour.com, that they were saying, oh, it's a wind. Therefore, Texan Jordan Spieth is going to be right in his element. I think there's some truth to that, but in all honesty,
not really.
A lot of these pro golfers, they all play in wind.
Sure.
You know, it's not unusual. It's not like it doesn't blow wind in Kentucky or the wind doesn't blow in Florida or, you know, a lot of other places. It just kind of gets that I guess because of tornadoes or whatever, that people think, oh, Texas has got all this wind, so he's got a big advantage. I don't know that that's the case. He does
Oklahoma,
like playing
Oklahoma has a lot of wind. Okay, I played golf at Oak Tree, and we know that golf course. You know it. Oh, Lord, what a tough golf course.
Yes, there's a lot of wind up there. Washington, D.C. has a lot of wind in it. Right?
There's a lot of hot air in Washington. The balls float high in the air for a long time, don't they? Speaking of which, got a text before we go. Got a text last night from a good friend, Lauren Gold. Who's keyboards, background vocals, musical director for The Who. And he was in Washington and invited me to play congressional. Like I could go hop the Golf Talk America citation and just run
like
on up there.
Like this weekend or something?
Soon. Come on. Thank you.
Thank you.
If he wants to send The Who jet down for me to get on and go, I'll go, you know.
Yeah. But otherwise,
you know.
It's a long way to get to.
Speaking of Washington, I'd love to play congressional.
Have you played there?
I've been there. I've not played the course. I've hit balls and eaten there, but that was it. So not played the whole course. Yeah, I'd love to.
That will be interesting.
Anyway, it was an interesting show today with Brendan.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, and boy, your buddy Jason Enloe, the head men's golf coach, hello, at SMU. What a cool, I mean, I met him in Memphis, by the way, with Bryson DeChambeau 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was there. We were at a friend's house right there off of 18, and Bryson was staying there. They were all staying at my friend's house, and I always stop in and have a cold beverage late in the day, and there they were sitting on the couch, so we sat there and talked a while.
Yeah, well, Jason is a very good coach, a very good player. He played some minor tours, if you will, back in the day, and never made it to the PGA Tour, but kind of a web.com type player, and a very good golfer, and recruiting, that's why I brought it up, because people always know about, you know, the Nick Sabans and all the Urban Meyers, and football recruiting is such a big deal. It's obviously very, very competitive, because there's all these junior golfers that are the next, and I say in air quotes, Jordan Spieth, right? The next Justin Thomas, whoever they are.
Yeah.
And all these schools want them. And the facilities are amazing now, what golf programs have put for the top 25 programs or so, that they have lounges for the players, so when classes are over and they go and they want to work on their game, they go hit, but they've got their own simulators, they got video cameras they can shoot, they can sit there on a big flat screen TV and just hang out, watch. The facilities for golf programs now are
pretty nice,
unbelievable. Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
nice.
I mean, really, really, it's almost like if you go from a top golf program to the web.com, you're going downhill. You're like, really? I got to stay at Holiday Inn Express. You know, it's like it's a step down, because some of these programs, Alabama being one, are just phenomenal. I mean, your school, Mississippi's got the defending NCAA champion.
We do. We
he
sure
just,
do.
He just won. Yeah, yeah. He just won the NCAA. So
hopefully that'll bring some money into our program. We need it.
Sure.
Ole Miss badly. So.
Yeah, you got it. That's the whole thing, fundraising. So anyway, we appreciate Jason Enloe for joining us before he headed out in Wichita. Talk about wind. You know, I used to work in Wichita, Frank. I know a little
bit
about
that.
Wichita. Before I came to Dallas, I was doing sports in Wichita.
Sports director in Wichita.
For 12 months. Yeah, it did. The wind did blow in
Wichita.
I thought
you were going to tell me you were a lineman in Wichita.
No, I was not a Wichita lineman. but they do have some tornadoes in Wichita. All right.
Yeah, they do.
We talked about everything we could talk about.
Yeah,
we did. Thank you, Frank Bassett, for being with us. We do appreciate also Jason Enloe for joining us, and Brendan Sweeney.
And
thanks all of you for listening. And Misty as well. Thank you, Misty, as well. We love each and every one of you. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America. Have a great one, everybody.